Questions, comments, Perichov. Yeah.
So you see how Yoav took back command, became commander again, killed...
Killed Amasa.
Yeah.
What's that all about? How am I going to justify that? This sounds pretty vengeful, no?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll have to figure this out.
Also,
if Yoav's the man, how could he do something that's so terrible? Okay, yes.
Also, I remember learning that the fifth rib is like the quickest way.
Everyone's getting killed in the fifth rib. They're out this book. Everyone gets killed in the fifth rib. Right?
I just remember that my rabbi once told me the fifth rib is like, that's the quickest way you could possibly do it. So.
That's what they're doing. Yeah.
Is there a Gemara that says he asked him a halacha question?
Yeah. There's all sorts of...
Also, yet another rebellion.
We have to talk about that. That's a difference. Let's see with this rebellion and the other rebellion. Yeah, we'll see that. Yes. What else? Yeah.
Again, we see the
suspect
of calling him
Ben
Yishai.
Yes, Ben Yishai. The way that Shaul called him, where's Ben Yishai? Now, the people, this chant, right? What's the beginning of the... Ein lenu chelek b'David v'lo nachala lanu b'ben Yishai. This is a chant that we'll see again in Malachim when we have a split in the kingdom. Okay? Any other...
My rabbi wrote a book. Whenever there's a gam, the Torah says extra 20. Why is there the big gam? Ira ha iri. Yeah. What's like the gam that?
So there must be something special about him. I don't know. That's a good point.
This page.
What?
This page is one line of
that. That is. Who is that? Who is that? The Radak?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Cool. Radak's like the main commentary on Navi. Even though like Rashi is like on Navi, Radak is like. There's a very cool thing. The Radak, you know what his name is?
Dr.
David.
Okay, Rav David Kimchi. So they made a cute thing. Someone once wrote about him. Ein Kimchi, Ein Torah. Right? Like from the Mishnah Perkei Avot. Ein Torah. Right? Without Kimchi, with Rav David Kimchi. And we also have his commentary on Bereishis. Okay? I'm assuming he wrote on other stuff and we don't have it. Probably started Bereishis and then got lost. Although I saw someone say he didn't, but I don't know. But we have in the Torah Chaim, we have the Radak on Bereishis, and we have the Radak on the Nevi'im Ksuvim. It's very, very cool. Yes, Aaron.
Pasuk 7.
Yeah.
Are we saying like when it says the archers and the slingers? That was Yoav. He was the leader, wasn't he? He was in charge of the archers and the slingers.
Pasuk 7.
7.
Oh, the Yitzuach Rabban Sheyoav Akresi Vaplesi. No, it's Akresi and Plesi. We said that was Benyahu ben Yehoyada. We said him earlier. He said he's going to become the Sar Tzav Avraham Shlomo. Which could be like the elite commando unit. Yes?
So the first thing David does when he comes back is takes his wives, that he hasn't seen in like a long time, whatever, and locks him up in like a jail cell sort of thing.
Well,
why does he do this?
Where do you see that? Which psukim is this?
1-4. No, sorry, 3-4.
Okay, so first of all, who did he take? Not his wives, but his Pilak Shim.
But those are okay?
The people that were raped by Avshalom. Okay? They can't marry anyone else. Once you've been with the king, you're not going to be with anybody else. And you can't be with him either. Because now they're with Avshalom. So basically, he's going to take care of them, feed them, support them. But he can't live with them anymore because of what Avshalom did. Mm. Knowing David, who blamed himself for the death of Nov because Doeg was there, he's probably kicking himself for this as well, leaving the Pilak Shim behind. Mm-hmm. So he's now taking care of them. Okay, ready? Let's ask a couple questions. How is this rebellion of Shevet Bichri different than the rebellion of Avshalom? Okay, good. Look, Avshalom, what's Avshalom doing? I'm overthrowing the government, and I am now the new ruler.
Here, David.
This, what are they doing? We're seceding from the Union, right? This is like the South seceding from the Union that led to the Civil War. We no longer have a chelek, but David, lo nachla ben Yishai. We will have our own thing. We're not challenging your rulership.
He's a great guy, don't get me wrong.
Right, and you have this in the United States every single election. the people that lose say, that's it, we're going to start our own thing. I think Texas several times wanted to secede from the union.
California.
Right, they could just be different. California, they had to get all the psychologists that Trump lost. One day they were like crying, what are we going to do? So we'll secede. And that's what they're doing. That's what they're ready to do. Now, the biggest problem is, how do we understand Yoav killing Amasa? Right, first of all, it's pretty clear. You think of him killing Amasa, and you're thinking of the way he killed Avner as well. Right? In both cases, they have all sorts of weird things. Think about, what did he do? It's a halachic question. Do you ask him this? How do you do this? How do you do this? Maybe. But he kills Avner, who was going to be, like a leader for David. He was coming over from Ish-bosheth's army. He now has Amasa. Seems like Yoav gets rid of the competition. All right? That's it. I see a competitor. He's out. Is that what's going on over here? Yes.
I'm not sure if it's being more of a Malchus, but he was late for the time David said to that.
Okay,
like,
good.
It's not a really so... like
good. That worth death. Okay, we'll have to figure it out. Okay, is that a death sentence? You came late. Okay. Look, it sounds like he's jealous. Clearly, that's not the way I'm going to go. I'm going to go like with Adam. It goes like this. I think that Yoav always acts for the good of the Malchus. So now, how do you see it over here? So yes, late, but it's more than late. Think about now geography. Where are they, and who are they going to fight against? Sheva Bichri is from where?
Binyamin.
Okay, geographically, where is Binyamin versus Jerusalem?
Half of it is...
Where is it? North, south, east, west? Where is Sheva Binyamin? North of Yehuda. Okay? The base of Mikdash is between, right? Between Yehuda and Binyamin, right?
Were they also on the other side of the Jordan, or is that not anymore?
No. So, they're north. Okay? We're Yehuda over here, and Binyamin's up north. He's told who? Amasa, to muster the men and come to do battle. Where would you think he would be mustering the men from? Down south, right? And not only does Amasa not come on the day that was set by the king, but where does Yoav run into him? What does it say? Where does he run into Amasa?
He's coming towards in Gibeon.
In Gibeon. Where is Gibeon? In the area of Binyamin.
And so he's coming towards them, which means he must have been there.
So what are you doing up north in the area of Binyamin without an army coming that I would expect you coming from the south with the men? Why are you on the enemy's side? Is it not possible to view Amasa as a traitor? This is a man who previously tried to kill David, was the general for Absalom. Now, I see him not following the king's directive, not coming with men from the south on the given day, but instead, on my way up into, through Binyamin, I run into Amasa. What's he doing there? Is it not fair to think that he went over to this, or at least is going there to give him a heads up? You know, what's going on? What's he doing there? And if so, I think it's justifiable that Yoav took out Amasa because he says he can't be trusted. Right? Which is exactly why he took out Avner. Because he felt he can't be trusted.
What was Yoav doing there?
Yoav's going to fight.
He has his army.
Well, the king won't appoint Yoav, so he appoints Avishai. But it's clear who everyone's looking to for instructions. Avishai is going in name only as the general, because everyone and his mother is like saying, Yoav, what should we do next? I mean, we get to the city, and the woman's saying, where's Yoav? No one's saying, where's Avishai? Right? Where's Yoav? Everyone in Israel, except for David, knows that Yoav's the general, right? I mean, to the point that you see after this perek's over, Pasek Al Gimel, but Yoav El Kolat Tzavai Yisrael, Yoav's in charge of the army. At this point, David already gives up. You know, David says, all right, forget it. Doesn't matter what I do. Yoav's obviously the general, so forget it. I'll stop playing games. But Yoav, I think, he kills Amasa justifiably. If you have, at this point, even if it's a suffik bikuach nefesh, if he can be trusted or not, it's not the time to play games. So, some of you, we've got to get rid of him. He's possibly a traitor. working against us. So this is my view of Yoav taking out Amasa. Now, later on, those of you already looked at Malachim, so you know, Dovid gets upset how he killed Amasa. Okay. But again, from the way I'm looking at Yoav, I think that came back as a justifiable homicide. That's what I'm thinking. Now, this story of Sheva ben Dichri is actually the foundation of a halacha. Gemara in Tzmura, Yerushalmi, says, if Goyim say to you, give us a Jew so that we can kill him, or we're going to kill all of you, okay, now let it give him over to the Goyim. But if they say his name, like Sheva ben Bichri, Skaya Mis, like Sheva ben Bichri, so then you can. As a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, does he have to be Chayav Misa? Or is it enough that they say his name? But they get into it, and it's based on this parak. Now, how does this Ishash Chachama, once again, where's the last time we had Ishash Chachama?
From
Tekoa. Right? The Ishash Chachama there was able to ad lib and look at a situation and deal with it here as well. This woman now thinks quickly and comes up with a solution to the problem. What makes her Chachama? What's the situation here? Yoav comes to conquer the city, right? Mm-hmm. He feels that if Sheva ben Bichri went into the city, this is probably the stronghold. This is probably where most of the group that's working against David, this is where they'll hold up. And he basically wants to get all the rebels. She refuses to give him over alive, because the people probably don't want the gates opened up. Once the gates opened up and David's men come in, Yoav's men come in, it's going to be a lot of collateral damage. So she's able to come up, this is what makes her a chachama, she's able to come up with a compromise that no one's happy with, but both can live with. She will toss over his head, but David probably would have preferred to round up a bunch of other people and try to beat out of them who else is part of this rebel group, get more information, not just get Sheva ben Bichri, to find out more if possible. On the other hand, they didn't want anyone even coming in. So she basically ends it with only the death of one person. And everyone walks away, you know, with a deal that they can live with. Sheva ben Bichri has been taken out, which is what the instructive is. And the people in the city didn't have to open the gates. This is what makes her this Isha Chachama. As with the merit of Shalom, Yoav is able to stop a civil war with the death of one leader. Right? Just take out Avshalom, just take out Sheva ben Bichri. Don't have to have other lives lost. But here it's with the help of this Isha Chachama. Right? But both battles, even though they were different rebellions, they end with the death of the leader and not other casualties. Okay, we'll stop over here. Go ahead.